Here's a man who feels sorry for those needing to make their country great again. Texas has always been great. It's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
We welcome back to the program author, one of my favorite, one of our favorite guests, and I love readbehindtheblack.com every single night, and sometimes in the day too, but I usually don't get much time in the day. Robert Zimmerman, is a well-known science writer and space historian, no stranger to this audience. Bob, you had a really, for Texans, a really exciting piece about the new Boca Chica Beach private spaceport being built, launch facility built just south of Brownsville, up north of, for those of you who know, up north of the great Barrier Island out there. What is that, South Padre Island and Boca Chica Beach? Some stuff we might get to have a close-up look at. Tell us all about this story.
Good evening. Robert, it's always a pleasure to be here. Yes, you know, they've been building the Space Force for several years. It's been on and off construction for a variety of reasons, much having to do with just budget, with the cash flow issues within SpaceX and their priorities. But they made it clear this week that they intend to use that facility to do the first hopper tests of the Big Falcon rocket. Now, the Big Falcon rocket is this gigantic rocket comparable to a Saturn V that SpaceX wants to build. And what's key about that rocket is it's two parts. It's going to have two stages. The first stage, using their new Raptor engine, much more powerful than the Merlin engines they've been using up to now. That first stage will, of course, do the same thing the first stages do on the Falcon 9. It'll land vertically. What makes the Big Falcon rocket different is the upper stage, which they call the Big Falcon spaceship. That upper stage is designed like a shuttle with a cargo bay to bring cargo into orbit. But then, like the shuttle, it's designed to use its shape to shed velocity and therefore return to Earth and land and then be reusable.
But
they
won't land vertically.
They won't land like a shuttle on a runway. They'll land vertically just like they do with the first stage, which they know how to do that.
Because they've mastered it.
Go ahead.
They've mastered it. You know, like everybody else said you couldn't do and the bureaucrats didn't want to do, and they've mastered it now. So you're saying that this comparable, maybe a little smaller, I don't know,
it'll be bigger than the shuttle or as big.
No, I meant the Saturn V.
Yeah,
I mean, the Saturn V.
It's going to be bigger than the Saturn V.
Bigger.
Comparable. Yeah. The thing is, though, it's going to be reusable. You won't throw it away. That's their goal. And what's key to Boca Chica and Texas is that they announced that they're going to do the hopper tests of both the upper and the first stage and the upper stage at Boca Chica. That means the hopper tests are like they did with their grasshopper tester. That was when they were learning how to do landings with the first stage of the Falcon 9. They will literally launch the thing. The upper stage, they'll launch it like a rocket, and then they'll lower it and bring it back down, and they'll do these increasing heights, and I guarantee they're going to do some landing on a barge off the ocean, since Boca Chica is right off the ocean. And so this is going to be quite exciting for the people who live in Boca Chica and for Texas.
It's going to be exciting for us, too, just because of what's happening in space. This is an amazing step forward, and it's going to be exciting for you and me, because I'm going to figure out a way for you and me to get down there and watch one of these things and broadcast, because that's going to be fun. Now, tell us, there are all these people always have all these grand designs and everything for space, and a lot of people became, particularly because of Richard Branson and his mouth, but a lot of others, you know, they these grand designs, it doesn't happen. There's a good reason why we're excited about this. One, it's a private company that's leading the world, and two, they're building their own spaceport. I mean, it's not fantasy. This is real stuff, right?
Right. The one thing that makes SpaceX different from things like Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson is that he delivers. Elon Musk and his company, SpaceX, delivers. They don't just make promises. They have now, in the last decade, achieved pretty much everything they said they were going to do, and so anything that they say they're going to do, you take very, very seriously. They said they were going to build a Falcon 9 rocket and launch, you know, anywhere from 18 to 30 a year, and they're getting close to that now. They said they were going to build a Falcon Heavy rocket, which would be the most powerful rocket in use in the world, and yes, they have launched it, and they've got contracts. They've got they're beginning to gather a manifest of launches for this rocket, which means it's going to help pay for the construction of the BFR, the Big Falcon Rocket. This is a company to take seriously, absolutely. So you're going to see big stuff coming out of Boca Chica, and it'll be big stuff, literally.
I've been very disappointed in some of my talk radio friends and heroes because they've been played suckers by people who don't like Elon Musk. I don't give a damn about Elon Musk personally, what he does. I don't like Tesla. I don't like government subsidies for stuff. But people need to understand, this SpaceX is a private company. It, you know, it's gotten contracts from government to do things, but they're not a big subsidized deal like this car deal. Didn't they just recently turn down a bunch of government money to get, you know, to get the government kind of to get control of these companies when all the other guys, ULA, the Boeing, all these guys, they took the money.
Yes, this is the one thing that's very unique about SpaceX. One, they have admitted that they turned down government money to develop the Falcon Heavy. And two, it's pretty clear that the Air Force was handing out big subsidies to develop new rockets. They gave big money to ULA, to Blue Origin, a new company, to Jeff Bezos' company, and to Northrop Grumman to develop new rockets. And SpaceX didn't get that money, but it's pretty clear to me they probably weren't interested in it, because as soon as those companies took that money, they all had to announce a year delay in their development.
It wasn't that funny. All this, because we like Bezos. I mean, he's a Texas boy from Houston. His family owns land all over, and he tests everything, does the rockets out there in by Van Horn in West Texas. And all of a sudden, they took this money, this big piece of candy from the Air Force, and all of a sudden, the companies that took it, all of a sudden, pushed everything back by a year.
Yeah, and they admitted, ULA admitted that their Vulcan rocket had to be delayed for a year because they have to meet the new specifications of the Air Force. SpaceX instead has issued a request, it's trying to get a $500 million loan as part of its development of BFR. In other words, they don't even want to give away equity. They'll borrow money, they'll pay off an interest, and that'll allow them to develop the rocket. Meanwhile, of course, their launches are bringing in literally billions of dollars, which is also
they're a profit making company.
Work. So this is a company that's for sure, and it's going to be really exciting. A reusable Saturn V.
We're going to meet up, and there's probably some cave you can find somewhere near that by to stay in, since you're a big caver and cartographer of caves. But we're going to do it now. When they start doing this stuff, and it's worth seeing, you and I somehow we're going to put
it
together, and we're going to go down there, and we're going to watch it, and we're going to broadcast from there and share the excitement with everyone. We're going to fire the break off. We're going to hold Mr. Zimmerman over, Bob Zimmerman of BehindTheBlack.com. We'll be back in a moment because I want him to switch his space writer, science writer hat off and put his political pundit hat on. He has a good one of those, a real quality one. Put it on, and we're going to talk about something he wrote about at BehindTheBlack.com when we return on Pratt on Texas.
It's all about Texas with Pratt on Texas.